Palace fight result in Johnny's from this, it's not. Hi, hey, is Bernard available, please?
Hello? Oh.
Hello? Hi, Bernard, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hi, Bernard, it's James here from MMA Legal. You've inquired in regards to making a claim for compensation in regards to Scottish redress, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, aye.
How are you doing, Mr. Lewis? You okay?
I'm fine.
Brilliant. So, Mr. Lewis, my name's James Thompson. I've been allocated to your case. Okay, I'm your case handler. Just before we start, we need to get a claim form completed. It roughly takes about 5 minutes to complete. So, okay. And then once I've done that, I'll let you know what's going to happen moving forward. Okay. Now,
okay,
in regards to the claim itself, the average compensation claim at this moment in time for a Scottish redress payment is roughly around about £45,000, okay. We have a success rate of 100% at this moment in time, so anybody that's making a claim, it guarantees them compensation. Okay, Bernard?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Brilliant. So, Mr. Lewis, can I just start by asking, I've got your email address as lewisbernard07@gmail.com, is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
Brilliant. So I've got down on the records, you an assessment centre at Morton Hall, is that right?
That's right, aye.
Right, no problem at all. Let's get into the claim form right away now, okay. Like I said, it'll take me about 5-10 minutes to complete, okay. Bear with me just one moment.
Oh, that's no worries.
No problem at all. So like I said, my name's James Thompson. I am your case handler. So if you do have any questions whatsoever, you are allocated to me, so you can contact me back at any time if you've got any questions regarding the claim. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Brilliant. So I'm going to go through the claim form now. There's a few questions on here that I do need to ask. I just need you to answer them the best you can for me. All right. I've got Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And Lewis, L-E-W-E-S. Sorry, I-S, I do apologise.
That's right, I.
Brilliant, no problem. So Bernard, can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
Yep, that's 28/12/1967.
Oh, we've got the same birthday, me and you.
Aye. Oh. But I won't, aye.
Did you say, is it 28th of the 12th, is that right? 28th of December?
That's right, aye.
Yep. What year did you say, sorry?
1967.
Yeah, that's fine, 1967. Okay, your postcode, please, Mr. Lewis.
It's EH177. David and Q for Queen.
Q for Queen. Is it Morden Park Road in Edinburgh, is that right?
That's right, aye.
Yeah, which number?
158.
Yep, that's fine. No problem at all. Okay, last but not least, the contact telephone number we have for you is the one I'm ringing you on now. Is that the best contact number for you?
Yep, aye.
Ending in 194, brilliant stuff. Okay, so, bear me just one moment.
Hey, that's a list.
Okay, Mr. Lewis, have you ever been known by any other names at all?
No, not.
No, it's always been Mr. Bernard Lewis, yeah?
Yep.
Great stuff. Just confirm your age for me, Mr. Lewis.
58.
Yep. We need to ask this question. Have you got a terminal illness at all?
No.
No. Okay, that's fine. Right, so going into when you was in the childcare system, how old were you when you entered the childcare system?
14.
Do you know roughly?
14.
14, was you? Okay. Was that up until you were 16 or was it a bit older?
Still okay, 16.
16 years of age, yep.
Yep.
Okay. So the establishment where you was at, was it called Morton Hall, is that correct?
No, the one was the assessment centre, and then after 2 weeks I got put in another one called St Catherine's.
St Catherine's in Edinburgh, yeah, I can see that, okay. Is that where the abuse happened, where you witnessed it as well?
Yeah,
yep, Okay. Give me a moment. I'm just going to bring up the details of St. Catherine's. Okay.
Yep.
Just let me know if the details we have are correct. It's all right. Bear with me one moment, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
When we go into the statement side of things, okay, we don't need to go in depth in regards to it. We only ask you to discuss what you feel comfortable to discuss, okay? Bear with me just one moment. Was that on Howden Hall Road? Do you remember that at all?
Yep. Aye.
Is that the one? Yep. Okay.
Yep.
All right, bud. Bear with me just one minute. If I do go quiet, I'm just updating your report. I'm not ignoring you. Okay.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay. So what we need to do now is place on your report a beneficiary as well. So what this means, because the claims at the moment, they're a substantial amount of money. Like I said, to the average compensation claim that's coming back is around about £45,000. Now, if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving that money and we couldn't give you the payment, who would you want the payment to go to?
It would be Miss Jovin O'Neary.
Say that again for me, Miss.
Karina Neary, C-A-R-I-N-A. And Neary's N-E-R-I.
Karina, sorry?
Yep. N-E-R-I, Neary.
You're all right, okay, Neary. I've got you. N-U-A, so is it N-U-A-R?
N-E, E for Edward, and R N-E. For Richard, and I for R-I.
I've got you. Is that a relative, family member, partner?
No, she's my partner.
Your partner, that's fine.
Yep.
Okay. Is your partner aware of you being within childcare services?
Yes.
She is, okay. We just have to ask that question, okay, because... Obviously, if anything was to happen to you and we was to, obviously, ring up to say, unfortunately, Bernard did put in a compensation claim, but he can't claim it due to certain circumstances. And if she didn't know anything about it, we'd have to ask that question. All right. So, Bernard, is there a contact number for your partner? Do you know her number?
I can ask her the phone number.
Yeah, go on. You've got to do that, yeah.
Huh?
Or if you got it in your phone, you can have a look in your phone if need be.
No. I'm not sure how to get it. I'll just get the number for you. I'll leave you there.
Yeah, no worries. No worries, Bernard.
What's your number? It's 079.
Yep.
2727.
Yep.
0163.
0163. Brilliant stuff. That's fine. No problem at all. Okay, I've got that there for you, buddy. All right. So, have you got any siblings at all? Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I've got four.
You've got four, have you?
I only see one of them out the four. The other ones are like living. I don't know where they are.
We just need to put on there to make sure that they match up with the records. That's all it is. Okay, they won't be contacted in anyway. Okay. Can I just start by taking their names?
Yep, the first one is Mark Todd.
Mark Todd?
Yep.
Okay, second one?
Tammy Lee Duke.
Say that again, sorry, you broke up.
Tammy Duke. T-A-M-M-Y. Yep, it's T-A-M-M-Y.
Tammy, yep, and is it Todd?
Yep, and
Tammy Todd, yep. Okay, that's fine. So the second one was Tammy Todd, is that right? T-O-D-D.
Aye.
Okay, third one?
What's the third one? John Lewis.
John, how you spell the surname?
Lewis.
Lewis.
Lewis. Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's the one. And the last one
is Natasha Lewis.
Natasha Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, they're not contacted in any way, show, shape or form. They are just because if any records show up with your siblings attached to them, then obviously they can just confirm that the records are correct. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember before going into care? I know you was only around about 14, but do you remember any addresses that you lived at?
Yeah, it was 158 Mountain Park
Road. 158
what, sorry? Mountain Park
Road. Northern Park?
Mountain is the address that I've already given you.
All right, okay. Okay, that's fine. And you was there when you was a child, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, that's fine. No problem.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. We need to place on your report as well, Mr. Lewis, your parents' names. Do you recall your parents' names?
Yep. My mum's is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Peacock Burrell. Peacock.
Yep.
Burrell.
Elizabeth Peacock, yeah?
Yeah, Lewis.
Elizabeth Peacock Lewis, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
And we need to ask this. If you don't know it, honestly, don't worry about it. Do you know a date of birth?
Nah, no, it's a top of my head.
Yep, don't worry about it, mate. It's not a problem. We can match them with records. Okay, we just asked just in case. And what about your father?
Mm-hmm. His name's Thomas Lewis.
Thomas Lewis, okay. And we need to ask the question again, buddy. Do you know his date of birth?
16/11/39.
16/11/39? Yep. Brilliant stuff. Okay. What's the name of your local doctors, Mr. Lewis? Do you know that your doctor's
certificate? It's Turnhill Medical Practice.
Is what, sorry?
Turnhill, F-E-R. N-I-E.
Bernie Hill. Medical.
Bernie Hill, aye. Medical.
All right, okay. Yeah, I've got that here. I can see it on the records. Okay. That's in Edinburgh, isn't it? Fernie Hill Road in Edinburgh.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see that on the records. Bear with me a moment, buddy. All right. Okay, as I mentioned to you, the average compensation claim at the moment is around about £45,000. Now, that's not there to heal any scars from the past. It's there to provide you with a brighter future and hopefully give you a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, okay? We had a gentleman 3 weeks ago that received £98,000, okay? That was from a claim for a redress, okay? So, like I said, it's not there to heal any scars. We have to make people aware of that because their past can be a little bit daunting for them, okay, and a little bit distressing, and we're fully aware of that, all right. So what we discuss today will be between me, you, and the solicitor, and that's it. It doesn't go any further, okay. We need to make you aware of that as well, okay. So when you was in care, was it Edinburgh Council that you was cared under, do you reckon?
I think it would have been,
Yeah, it would have been no problem at all. We have to ask this question as well. Do you know the reason you've placed into care now? A lot of people can answer this a lot differently. So we've had people where there was a troubled child, or it could have been neglect from parents, or it could have been a number of answers. What would you say your answer would be?
Problems at school.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine, no problem at all. Right, so I'm going to move on now in regards to your statement, Mr. Lewis, okay? So it's massively important. We don't go into too much detail. We can kind of just grasp a little bit of what happened while you was at St. Catherine's. Now, was you a witness to any abuse or was it sustained on yourself?
No. When things happened, it happened behind the doors.
Okay. Was you physically attacked in any way from staff or children?
Yep.
Yep, okay.
It was reported.
Okay. Was that from staff and children?
It was mainly for the staff.
Was it staff, was it? Okay.
Yep.
Was there mental abuse as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that's why I got myself into quite a lot of trouble as I got older.
Okay, no problem. So we do have to ask this question. If it doesn't apply to you, it doesn't apply to you. Was there any sexual abuse at all?
No.
But did you witness anything untoward to anybody else?
No. What happened to you?
Of course. Did you ever witness any children being abused as well, like physically or mentally? Did you ever see any children?
A couple of times.
Yep, yeah. Okay. 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 There, be a moment. Okay, would this happen on a weekly occasion or would it be every day?
I would say 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay. Did the staff ever intrude on your privacy? So, did they ever, like, in regards to you, did they ever intrude on you in the showers or anything like that?
A couple of times, which I don't think was right, but obviously I was a wee bear, so.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Okay. Now, into your later life, now, while you're in your adulthood, would you say you suffer from any anxiety? Do you suffer from any mental health?
Yep, definitely.
You do?
Anxiety, okay. And pressure.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a moment.
Yep, no problem.
Do you suffer from PTSD at all?
No, but I've got depression, but...
Okay.
I've had that for you.
Okay, I'll put that onto your report. Okay. Right, so what we'll do, we'll kind of elaborate on your statement, okay? We don't need to go into much detail. The solicitors will elaborate on your childhood and upbringing from what you've just mentioned to me, okay? So when these solicitors do contact you, they'll go through your statement. If there's anything that you wish to add or anything that you wish to take out, just let them know, okay? Now, the full process from start to finish in regards to from when you get offered a payment, it roughly takes around about 6 to 8 months, Mr. Lewis, okay? I'm your case handler before then, but you'll be allocated a solicitor within around about 7 days' time, okay? They'll contact you. What I'm going to do, I'm going to place onto your report a password, okay? So what that does, it gives you a bit of security as well as us. So if anybody rings you up and then dealing with your redress, all you need to ask, can you just confirm my password before I continue?
Yep.
If they don't know your password, that means you don't speak to them, okay? It gives you a bit of security. What would you like your password to be, Mr. Lewis? It can be anything, a name or anything like that.
Natasha? Yep.
Okay, that's fine. I'll place that onto your report for you, okay? So, Mr. Lewis, what I'm now going to do, I'm just going to get your file completed now. I'm going to speak with the administration's team. They're going to get you a message sent over via the application. Do you use WhatsApp at all on your mobile?
No, not.
Right, okay. Does your partner use WhatsApp at all?
No, she doesn't either.
She doesn't, okay. In regards to your Gmail account, do you use your emails?
Yep.
So use your emails, right, that's fine. So you're going to receive 2 emails, okay? I'm going to speak to the administration's team now. I'm going to place you on hold for around about 2 minutes. Once I speak to the administration's team, they're going to send you an email. One will request a form of ID and a letter to you, from your address, which is to you, within the last 3 months. The reason why they do that is a form of photo ID and a proof of address, okay? And the other email will be an authorisation email. It's a click sign email to state that you're happy to give authorisation for the solicitors to contact you, Lewis. All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to place you on hold for a couple of minutes. I'll be back with you. The line will go silent, but don't go anywhere. I'll be back with you in a couple of minutes, Lewis. Is that okay? Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Cheers, bud. Thank you.
No problem.
Hi, Mr. Lewis. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. So our administration team have now sent you two emails. Can you just confirm if you've received them, if you go into your emails for me, please?
I'll give me a second.
Is that all right?
Let's see.
Yeah, take your time. You need any help, I can assist you in any way possible.
Let's see if it's... could I ask you what email you've got?
Yeah, of course you have. I've got Lewis Bernard 07 at gmail.com.
It's Lewis Bernard 27.
Oh, is it 27? Right. Oh, okay, don't worry about it. Let me get that amended. Place you back on hold. I'll just speak with administration. Just give me 30 seconds. All right. Cheers, bud.
Okay, no problem.
Hiya, Bernard. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Brilliant. So, administrations have now amended your email address. You should have received two emails from ourselves.
Second, let's check it.
Yeah, we just refresh your inbox. You should be one MMA legal ID request, and then there will be an authorization email, click sign document. Can you see that?
Yep, I have received them, yeah.
Brilliant. So, was your ID request, in regards to photo ID, do you have like a bus pass or a driving license or anything like that?
I've got a photo ID card.
Yep, if you can attach that to the email, send that back, and we need a proof of address, so any letter dated in the last 3 months, we need that to place onto your case file. Do you have that to hand?
No, I hand it up in the house I'm down at my partner's at the moment.
Oh, are you?
I could do that in half an hour or something.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. I'll put a note on the system to say you're going to do that. Now, in regards to the other email, it's a click sign email. So if you click on that for me, it basically just asks for a click sign signature to confirm that you're happy with a solicitor contacting you. So just let me know when you've done that.
It will do.
Yeah, that's fine. It'll tell me where you're up to on our end, that's all.
All right.
So I can see that you're on there at the moment. Okay. Like I said, it should take you to the page where it requires a signature. When you click on it, it will come up with a signature for you. Now, it'll never match your signature. Don't worry about that. It's just an authorization email to state the solicitor can contact you. That's all it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Once you click that, it should say finish.
You see if it's set and agree.
Finish for you. It's pretty straightforward. What it is, the solicitors are not allowed to contact you without your authorisation. So That's why we have to send an authorization email out to you, okay?
Yep. That's my name. Cool. And then my mashup.
Yep. And then there should be a finish button and it should say document signed.
You can finish that. I think that should be it.
There you go, Bernard. I can see that's completed on our end. Okay, that's fine. So what we'll do, we'll save that to your case file. All you now need to do is to send a form of ID, ID card, and a letter that's dated within the last 3 months, and that's your proof of address and your ID completed. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get that package as soon as you send that over to us. Shall I give you around about half an hour to an hour or so?
Yep. Aye, please.
Yep, okay, that's fine. I'll put a note on the file that we're still awaiting your ID, and that'll be sent through to the solicitors. They'll contact you back within 7 days, and they'll discuss with you how much they're going to go in for in regards to compensation for you, okay? Bernard, if you've got any questions throughout the whole process, I'm your case handler, so you can contact me back at any time between the hours of 9 and 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Brilliant, Mr. Lewis. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I shall speak to you soon, okay?
Right, okay, thank you. Thanks.
Cheers, buddy. Bye-bye.
Right. Cheers, man. Cheers. Bye.